Amtrak has put out a timetable to return service to pre-pandemic schedules in western Massachusetts. Full service on the Valley Flyer will restart on July 26. The trains run on the so-called Knowledge Corridor line along the Connecticut River with stops in Greenfield, Northampton, Holyoke, and Springfield. Previously, Amtrak said its long-distance train, the Vermonter, with those same station stops in Massachusetts, would return to service on July 19. Rail advocates cheered the news. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Ben Heckscher, co-founder of Trains in the Valley.
Well, we're excited about this because this basically takes us back to where we were before COVID hit, and we lost, in particular, the Vermonter service, which was running north to south up and down the corridor. We've had one Valley Flyer train operating through the pandemic, and now I think it's the 19th of July, the Vermonter will return, and about a week later, the second Valley Flyer run will return, which is just great, we think.
Do you think people are ready to get back on the rails, ready to travel, or are the signs pointing to that? I know we saw a report, MassDOT said that as far as highway travel goes, we're just about back to where we were before the pandemic. What about rail travel? Is it starting to come back as well?
So the Amtrak rail travel in particular is coming back. It's coming back in a rather strong way right now. The one hindrance a bit, I would say, to rail travel is you still have to wear a mask, like being on a plane. Well, you don't have to do that, so obviously, in a car. But Amtrak is being very helpful, I would say, with the fares they're putting out at the moment. You can travel quite far on the Vermonter in July at pretty good prices right now. And there's going to be some promotional fares that are coming out when the Vermonter returns. So we think, you know, that, you know, there are some people, of course, that are hesitant to get back on public transportation. But we think that, you know, as the crowd starts to move, others will join the crowd, basically, and we'll get back to the ridership that we had before the pandemic.
What's the future of the Valley Flyer looking like? This was a pilot effort. They had to prove that people would ride the trains. What's the status of that effort now?
So the Valley Flyer has been running now for, I guess, about a year and a half, approximately, and it ran through the pandemic. And yes, a year ago, ridership was pretty low. But we've seen in our own observations at the platforms from time to time that the ridership's been pretty good. Even during the pandemic, and we saw ridership, that was, you know, well along towards the pilot's goal with just one train in the March-April timeframe. You know, it's not uncommon at the moment to see 20 or 30 people boarding in Northampton on the southbound train at 8 o'clock in the morning, which we think is great, considering that there's been no promotion done yet for the train, and there will be a promotional campaign that will start, I understand, sometime soon after Labor Day.
Are you hopeful that the ridership levels will be such that it justifies providing the service on a permanent basis?
Yes, I am. I think it's there's an opportunity here. The challenge is to obviously get people out of cars and onto trains, which isn't something that we're so used to in the Pioneer Valley. But I think with, you know, the right amount of promotional fares and advertising and, you know, awareness in particular in the university and college communities up and down the valley, that, you know, there will be considerable ridership and people, you know, will be happy to sit on a train and read a book or look out the window or work on their computer versus driving a car.